Argentina's Javier Milei torches woke virus. Child trans ideology to globalists at Davos. By Christian K. Caruso on January 23, 2025. President of Argentina Javier Milei delivered a scathing condemnation of woke ideology at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos, Switzerland, on Thursday. Describing the woke mind virus as an epidemic that must be cured and the cancer that must be eradicated. Thursday marked President Milei's second participation at WEF as a head of state. In his roughly 30-minute speech, Milei questioned the organization for having promoted global progressivism and denounced gender ideology, mass migration, radical feminism, environmentalism, and climate change. Milei called to make the Western world great again, stressing that we are facing a change of era, a Copernican turn, and that the script of the last 40 years has run out. The Argentine president urged the Western world to abandon sickly wokeism and once again embrace the ideas of freedom. The Argentine president began his speech referencing his previous speech, where he said some truths about the state of the Western world and where he stated that Argentina was at a new beginning after being infected with socialism for too long. Milei said that, unlike a year ago, he does not feel alone anymore, as the world has embraced Argentina, and described his nation as a global example of fiscal responsibility, ending inflation. Argentina developed a new way of doing politics, he said, which consists of telling people the truth in their face and trusting that people will understand. Nor do I feel alone because throughout this year I have been able to find companions in this fight for the ideas of freedom in every corner of the planet. From the wonderful Elon Musk to the fierce Italian lady, my dear friend, Giorgia Meloni, Milei said. From Nayib Bukele in El Salvador to Viktor Orban in Hungary. From Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel to Donald Trump in the United States. The Argentine president stressed that, slowly, an international alliance of nations that want to be free and believe in the ideas of freedom has been forming. An absolute hegemony of the global left wing in politics, in educational institutions, in the media, in supranational organizations or in forums such as Davos, he added, has been cracking. Milei pointed out, however, that the battle is not won and stressed that while hope has been reborn, it is our moral duty and our historical responsibility to dismantle wokeism. He accused the World Economic Forum of being a top promoter in the international leftist movement. Milei said. I must say, forums like this have been protagonists and promoters of the sinister agenda of wokeism that is doing so much damage to the West. If we want to change, if we want to truly defend the rights of citizens, we first have to start by telling them the truth. And the truth is that there is something deeply wrong with the ideas that have been promoted in forums like this one. Milei singled out the mental virus of woke ideology as a common denominator in countries and institutions that are failing, pointing out that much of the free world still prefers the comfort of the known, even if it is the wrong path, and insists on applying the recipes of failure. This is the great epidemic of our time that must be cured. It is the cancer that must be extirpated, Milei said. This ideology has colonized the world's most important institutions, from the parties and states of the free countries of the West, to global governance organizations, to non-governmental institutions, universities and the media, as well as shaping the course of the global conversation over the past decades. This is what wokeism is all about. It is the result of the inversion of Western values. Each of the pillars of our civilization was replaced by a distorted version of itself by the introduction of various mechanisms of its cultural version, he continued. Milei stated that wokeism built a single system of thought, supported by different institutions, whose purpose is to penalize dissent through the appropriation and distortion of noble causes. The Argentine president further denounced the WEF for promoting an LGBTQ+ agenda that sought to impose that women are men and men are women but says nothing when a man dresses up as a woman and kills his rival in a boxing ring or when a prisoner claims to be a woman and ends up raping every woman he comes across in prison. They are irreversibly damaging healthy children through hormone treatments and mutilations. As if a child under 5 could consent to such a thing, Milei said. And if it were to happen that their family does not agree, there will always be state agents ready to intercede in favor of what they call the best interests of the child. Believe me, The scandalous experiments that are carried out today in the name of this criminal ideology will be condemned and compared to those that occurred during the darkest periods of our history. He continued, stressing that victimhood is used to cover it up under accusations of homophobia or transphobia and other inventions. Millet continued his condemnation of wokeism by denouncing invented quotas set aside under the doctrine of diversity that undermine the excellence of public and educational institutions. The Argentine president also accused wokeism of distorting migration by moving away from attracting foreign talent to promote mass migration not by national interest but by guilt. This is what we see today in the images of hordes of immigrants abusing, raping or killing European citizens who only committed the sin of not adhering to a particular religion. But when one questions these situations, one is branded as racist, xenophobic, or Nazi, he said. Peace made us weak. We were defeated by our own complacency. All these and other aberrations, which for reasons of time we cannot enumerate, are those that today threaten the West and are, unfortunately, the beliefs that institutions like this one have promoted for 40 years, he continued. Here no one can pretend to be innocent. They have worshipped a sinister and murderous ideology for decades as if it were a golden calf and have moved heaven and earth to impose it on humanity. The Argentine president accused the WEF and supranational organizations of promoting the ideologies of this barbarity and denounced multilateral credit organizations and the European Union and as its armed wing. Or is it that in the United Kingdom today they are not imprisoning citizens for revealing aberrant, truly appalling crimes committed by Muslim migrants that the government wants to hide? Millet asked. Or did the Brussels bureaucrats not suspend the Romanian election simply because they did not like which party won? President Millet concluded his speech by proposing to restore Western values. Today, just like 215 years ago, Argentina has broken its chains and invites, as our anthem says, all mortals of the world to hear the sacred cry, "Freedom, freedom, freedom," Millet said. May the forces of heaven be with us. Thank you all very much and long live freedom, damn it. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.